Hey family, this is another episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I am your host, Cher Renee. If this is your first time listening in, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you hear something worth holding on to. For those of you who are joining me again, welcome back. The goal of this podcast is to erase the norm and embrace the truth. We all hide behind some kind of mask. So in this space, I want you to feel free to own your scars and see the beauty within. I am a Christian influencer, a mom, an entrepreneur, a content creator, and Jesus Christ is my source in all things. And I believe that with Him, anything is possible. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. Usually, when we hear the word tab, we will think about the bar reference. For those of you who are unsure about what I'm talking about, allow me to explain. Now, here's a disclaimer. I do not go to bars. But for what I see on TV, a tab is like a bill the bartender keeps record of. So usually people will buy a drink and pay for it and then go about their business. But when you open a tab, that signals the bartender that you will not only be staying for a while, but you will be partaking in a lot of drinks. So instead of charging your card for each individual drink, they wait until you are completely done for the evening and then charge you all at once. So a tab in this instance can be a good thing, and it's helpful not only to you, but to the establishment owner, because we all know the more money you spend, the more likely it is for them to receive a tip. This is the tab in the worldly sense. So now let's pivot and let's talk about tabs spiritually. I love typing on the computer. This to me has got to be my favorite piece of technology, besides my phone, of course. The thing I like most about the computer is I can jump from one project to the next without having to worry about waiting until I'm done with the first one. All I have to do is open another tab and then go back and forth from tab to tab. If we aren't careful, though, we will do that spiritually too. We can find ourselves thinking one way and then living another. So imagine your mind as a computer going from one tab to another. Living, thinking, living, thinking. Speaking and teaching to the masses about virtue and holiness, and then behind closed doors, we are cantankerous and deceitful. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and this can be found in James 1 and 8. And the scripture reads, a double-minded man is having in the mind opposite or opposing views at different times, right? It implies a half-hearted allegiance, an attempt to combine the service of God with the service of self and the world. We usually experience this double-mindedness when our faith begins to waver and when we begin to doubt God. Matthew 6:24 reads, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Be careful of the things you allow into your ear gates and what you allow in your eye gates. It can cause you to jump from one mood to the next. It may seem innocent, but you have to make the choice on if you're going to be all in or all out. You are chosen to live a different kind of life. And even though it seems like everyone else is progressing while you're in the midst of a struggle, you have to hold on to the fact that you will get the better reward in the end. Matthew 19 and 30 reads, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. In a general sense, the first are the privileged, the prestigious and selfish who get ahead in life while defying God's commandments, right? These are the people we know aren't good people or who do not believe in the God we serve. Despite what it looks like now, the reality is they will receive condemnation in the life to come. So that means basically that let them have their fun now, because what they think is so great, when it's time for judgment, they will receive their judgment at the end of this life. And you would rather have God tell you, well done, than to tell you, depart from me. Now, the last who are us in this space right now, waiting through the rejected by the world, we will receive the great reward in heaven. And like I just said, I don't know about y'all, but I will take the reward in heaven, because that is the eternal resting place. And this world and all the desires that we have down here are temporary. So here is your beauty mark for the week. Reflect on who you are. Reflect on where you are. Think about how many tabs you have open. What is consuming your thoughts? Is it a job, money, spouse? Is it a house, a car, connection, etc.? Out of all of those tabs, which one brings you or will bring you closer to where God wants you to be? If you can't choose one, then chances are it's time to close them all. Regroup your focus. But back to the computer reference that I mentioned earlier. Even though the tabs allow me to go back and forth with ease, eventually, the more tabs I open, the slower my computer gets. The response time takes a little longer, and sometimes it'll disconnect my connection. Now, this same thing also goes for you too. The more thoughts that consume you could eventually cause you to lose your connection to God. And in order to strengthen your connection, you have to close those open tabs. Depending on how strong your computer is, you might have to restart the whole computer. So where are you? Are you in a space where you just have to close some tabs and kind of recommit yourself? Or do you have to restart your computer and begin again? I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I need you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You are not here by accident. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. Make sure you connect with me on Instagram and on Facebook at the Blemished Beauty Podcast, and follow me on TikTok at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.